station. Dream big. With Move. Dream big. New keyword now.
Smile is the keyword. You have to be entering the keywords to go into the draws for the $1,000, the daily draws, and the grand prize draws of $20,000.
Smile is this hour's keyword. We have another $20,000 phone call to make. It's Monday. Let's give away some big money. You've been tracking the keywords. We could be calling you soon on Move.
I can't feel the ground. Don't I ever This is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
Maybe you don't like talking too much about yourself, but you should have told me that you were thinking about someone else. You're drunk at a party, or maybe it's just that your car broke down. You're holding off for a couple months, you're calling me now. I know you, you like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to fix it. And like me, I did. Ever, you know that hurt. Swear for a while I'm still up on phone just to see your name. But now that it's there, I don't really know what to say. I know you, you like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to fix it. And like me, I did. But I've been out of every reason. Now suddenly you're asking for it back. Could you tell me? Yeah, you could say you miss all that we had, but I don't really care how bad it hurts when you broke me first. You broke me first. What did you think would happen? What did you think would happen? I'm not gonna let you have it. What did you think would happen?
The weekly grand prizes every Monday, so let's get to it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Trinity?
This is.
Hi, it's the Nat and Drew Show at Move 1035 calling.
Sorry, I was trying to put that on speakerphone. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, sure we can. Trinity, it's the Nat and Drew Show calling.
Hi, I thought they phoned the number. I'm like, I don't answer unknown numbers, but I know 1035.
You were very smart to do that. This is not a phone call you want to ignore here this morning.
And did I win some money?
You want to, like, cut right to the chase, eh? Enough of this, like, chit-chat, pleasantries, all that business. You have won some money.
Do you want to guess how much money you won this morning, Trinity?
Today's Monday, so is it the 20,000?
It is Monday. Is it the 20,000?
Is it the 20,000?
Yes, yay! It's the 20,000!
Are you kidding?
Wow. Yeah, we're serious.
I want to cry. Oh, that's amazing. I'm like shaking right now.
Do you need to sit down?
No, I am sitting down.
Do you need to lie down?
Yeah, no. I'm on my way to work. Okay. We're about to go to work.
Okay. Oh, well, what a way to start the day on a Monday here this morning. $20,000 for you. Any dreams as to what you're going to use this money for?
First, pay off my dad, and then maybe go on a vacation. I haven't been on a trip since like 2018, so I'm not sure. I'll have to put some thought into it.
You've got some serious travel money now with $20,000. All of that work, listening to the keywords and popping them in our website was not for naught. It has paid off for you in a big way here this morning. Trinity Tucker, $20,000. Way to go!
Woo! Woo!
Thank you so much. It doesn't feel real.
Pinch yourself, Trinity. It's real. $20,000 for you.
You could be the next Trinity. We also have daily prizes of $1,000, and we'll have another weekly grand prize draw next week. To get in on the daily draws and the grand prize draw, the keywords, again, collect them every other hour starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. The last keyword we just gave out, just after 8, was smile. Somebody asked, said a text, said, did you say Kyle?
Wouldn't that be a fun? That's a great keyword. Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Maybe,
but
Kyle,
not right now.
Not right now. It's
no.
Smile. Enter smile at move1035.ca.
Hey there, it's Nat and Drew. With your help, we can make a difference for families facing hunger this Thanksgiving.
Can we ever? Nat and Drew's Thanks for Giving is back.
Thursday from 5:30 to 10 a.m. at Guilford Town Center, we'll be collecting cash and non-perishables for the Surrey Food Bank.
Join in and help us put the giving in Thanksgiving.
Nat and Drew's Thanks for Giving, supported by California Closets. Details at move1035.ca.
I feel so overwhelmed lately. Sometimes I even get, like, totally panicked. I can't sleep. I can't concentrate. My heart's always racing, and it's like there's a switch in my head that I can't turn off. You know what I mean?
I do, sweetie. And you're not alone. Your mom and I are always here.
To help young people overcome anxiety, you need to recognize the symptoms and talk about them. Find resources at quebec.ca/mentalhealth or call Info Social 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Your investments are about more than money. They're about your future, enjoying a comfortable retirement, or leaving a legacy for your family. Look no further than the Fisher Investments Guide to Retirement Income. It provides key investing strategies to build a portfolio that will help generate income for years to come. Whether you're looking to travel the world or hit the pickleball courts, we'll help you get there. For investors with a portfolio of $500,000 or more, go to FisherCanada.com to download an audio version and listen today. That's FisherCanada.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
You're gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now, only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
Discover Solana, where life embraces the softer side. Coming soon to the peaceful Willoughby neighborhood of Langley, Solana offers beautifully designed condos from cozy studios to spacious two-bedroom homes. Crafted by Zentera Developments, each home reflects the soft living philosophy, prioritizing rest, simplicity, and a connection with nature. With over 90,000 square feet of amenities, Solana is a community where tranquility thrives. Ready to experience softer living? Google Solana by Zentera.
White Spot knows that one of the hardest Thanksgiving traditions to master is turkey math. Like, how big is a 15-pound turkey? How many people does a 9-kilo turkey feed? Was it 13 minutes per pound? And is this going to be enough to feed the whole family? This Thanksgiving season, skip the turkey math and bring the family to White Spot. Enjoy favorites like turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie. Or pre-order and take away our heat and serve dinner for two and enjoy one free pie. Now that's math everyone can appreciate. On now until October 14th at White Spot. We'll see you soon.
Breaking story from Alpine News Network. Sam had aspirations of opening a clothing boutique. She called Alpine Credits and was sent a speedy superhero to help with a business loan. Super speed doesn't translate to radio, but when our hero runs, she sounds like this. If you ran at the speed of light, you'd sound funny too. Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
It's hard to make time for everything on your to-do list, especially at this time of year. But blood and plasma donors are essential to helping meet patients' needs. We're asking you to add a donation to your to-do list.
Because our communities depend on it.
Because it's critical to my son's treatment.
Because you might need it in an emergency.
Make donating a life-saving habit. For patients and the people who love them, you'll make all the difference. Visit blood.ca to book a donation appointment at a Canadian Blood Services location near you.
All right, folks, it's game time. Hyundai wins the opening draw. Great start. There's the Tucson now with class-leading standard safety and tech features. Looking sharp out there. Here comes the pass by 1.49% financing. Is it true? Yes! More than 9 out of 10 Tucson's are still on the road after 10 years. What a play!
Score yourself a new Hyundai during the Breakaway Sales Event. Conditions apply. Vehicle availability varies by model. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local dealer for details.
Take back your free time with PC Express Online grocery delivery and pickup. Score in-store promos, PC Optimum points, and more free time. And still get groceries. Shop now at PCExpress.ca.
Advance voting starts this week for the provincial general election.
I voted in advance in the last election, and it was a breeze.
Advance voting places will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., October 10th to 13th, and October 15th and 16th. Look for your Where to Vote card in the mail, which shows your advance voting places and when they are open.
I like saving time, so I always vote in advance.
Visit elections.bc.ca for all the information you need to vote in the provincial general election.
At Rona, they've been at the heart of your renovations for 85 years. To celebrate this event, many festivities await you in-store on October 12th. Among them, several prizes to win. Free snacks, exclusive offers not to be missed, and kids' workshops at participating locations. Plus, until November 6th, enter their Win Your Renovations contest. You could win $85,000 in Rona gift cards, enough money to turn your projects into reality. They can't wait to meet you. For more details, visit rona.ca.
22 players come together to find the traitors among them.
Who will outsmart whom?
The ultimate murder mystery game. The Traitors Canada. New episode tonight at 10 on CTV. Stream tomorrow on Crave.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. One issue, it's a stalled truck in Burnaby Grandview Highway westbound at Boundary in the left turn lanes. Heard of Paxlovid, an oral medication from Pfizer. Learning about it is simple. Ask your pharmacist or doctor if it could be right for you. Paxlovid. Get to know it. We've got a mix of sun and cloud ahead today. Dry. The high will be 19. Right now, 10 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Coming up, two big-time actors admit that the chemistry was so hot on the set that they continued filming a sex scene long after the director said cut. We'll have more on that story in the scoop.
Sounds like you're ready to go deep. Chainsmokers and Halsey first on Move.
Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. It was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer.
You. I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song. That we beat to death in Tucson. Okay.
Of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo.
all the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your room, and I can pull that we ain't never getting older.
Move 103.5. Question for you this morning. If you are a famous person with a famous book club, can you add your own book to your book club?
Now, here's the scoop.
Because that's the situation Reese Witherspoon is in. She has a very successful book club, and now she is going to become an author herself. She is collaborating with Harlan Coben, whose books have been turned into several successful shows and movies like Fool Me Once and Shelter. Reese said over the weekend that she's had this idea for about 2 years and approached Harlan with it about 8 months ago. It's a thriller, because it's Harlan Coben. It's a thriller, and it's scheduled, the book is scheduled for release at this time next year. And a TV film adaption is already in the works, of course, of course, of course. So the question is, can you add your own book to your book club?
Probably.
Did Oprah ever, I know she didn't write fiction. It was anything that Oprah, any book that Oprah ever had would have been nonfiction.
Like did
but
Oprah,
like an Oprah selection, an Oprah book never made Oprah's book club, did it?
Well, I think that like a book, like an Oprah self-help book or whatever, or like a biography. I'm not sure exactly what she's written, but it, you know, it's nonfiction.
Yes.
It's written by Oprah. It'd be weird to also have like approved this like the gold little embossed approval by Oprah.
if you have a book club, why wouldn't you make your own book?
Here's the thing selection. With it. What's the other? It's Harlan.
Harlan Coben is his name.
You know, here's the thing. I will get sucked into this stupid book like I've been sucked into the stupid TV shows and think that they're great up until like the last 30% of them. And then I hate them because they, I don't know if you've watched any of the shows, Fool Me Once and with the other one, like I've watched, I think all of them and I always think it's the best thing ever. And then it just goes completely off the rails.
Well, maybe Reese Witherspoon is the missing 30% that you're
maybe
looking for. Maybe she will complete the puzzle for you.
Maybe. Things were extra steamy on the set of one of the most anticipated romantic movies due out next year. Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield's film We Live in Time is due out in January.
What's happened to my underwear?
Oh, I literally have no idea.
So sorry, but do we know each other?
Yeah, no. I ran you over. Sorry.
It's whispering too, so in the British, it's going to be great. But Andrew Garfield, as he's doing press in the lead up for this new movie, is talking about how they were filming a very intimate scene, so intimate that it was a closed set. It was just Andrew, Florence, the cameraman, and then the director's actually in a different room. And they were, he said, into the scene so much so, and as they were continuing, they both sort of felt like, wow, like this is going like really quite far. And they were so into it that they did not hear the director or the cameraman yell, "That's great, cut." And it just continued. And eventually Andrew said that he looked up and the cameraman is this really lovely guy named Stuart who had put the camera down on the floor and then turned to face the wall. Because
oh.
He didn't know what to do.
Like, I guess you don't shoulder tap them to go, guys, we're done.
We're done.
Oh.
So it's just...
That's great.
So
is Andrew Garfield with anybody right now?
He is.
Interesting story to choose to tell.
Yeah.
We thank him for it, but I mean, it's an interesting choice.
Like, I know, like, that's part of the job, but do you, now that this is out, like, I don't know whether he came home from work and said, honey, funny thing happened at work today. Really passionate makeup sesh with my coworker. So into it, couldn't stop.
The Scoop. Weekdays at 720, 820, and 920.
Move 1035. Today's best variety. Move 1035.
We'll be right back.
Pink and Trustfall on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Good to have you here. Don't look now, but a long weekend is upon us.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving weekend is coming up this weekend, and we're going to get an early jump on that on Thursday by broadcasting from Guildford Town Center in Surrey for our annual Thanks for Giving food drive. It's to benefit the Surrey Food Bank, and joining us this morning to give us a look inside the food bank and let us know what the situation is there at this time for Thanksgiving 2024, the executive director of the Surrey Food Bank, Kim Savage. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Matt and Drew.
Thanks for joining us. You know what? I'll just cut right to it. How bad is it right now at the food bank? I feel like we probably all kind of have an idea, just based on the current economic climate. But Kim, what's going on?
Yeah, it's definitely tough out there for a lot of folks and families in our community. And so we are thrilled to be working with your team this week to really work on filling the shelves at the food bank. All fall is such an important time for us. It's where we, just like little squirrels, store up all kinds of stuff for several months of the year. And so we're looking forward to neighbors in our communities just coming out and supporting the work we're doing.
With the so this is on Thursday morning. We'll be set up. We'll have a drive-through donation spot right in the parking lot of the Guildford Town Center, so it makes it really easy to drop off a donation. And the Surrey Food Bank does accept food items. Certainly a cash donation would be wonderful, but hey, if you just want to bring an extra canned good or two or ten, you can bring down actual food items as well. How have you seen the numbers change, just given the economic conditions? Where are you at this year compared to, let's say, this time last year?
Yeah, so this time last year, we're up about 20-25% over our numbers from 2023. I'm actually just outside looking at our pretty long line for a Monday morning.
So, sorry, and, wait a minute. I just want to, like, an increase of 25% of people using the Surrey Food Bank from just a year ago.
Yeah. So last year at this time, there was probably around 16,000 people per month using our services. And now we're hovering right around that 20,000 people per year or per month mark. And when I compare it to 2022, we're actually almost up 50%.
I was going to say, because I feel like from when we did this last year, we were talking about how numbers were up more than 20% from 2022. So just a steady increase. And as you're suggesting, you can literally look out and see people lined up right now to access your services.
Absolutely. If radio was a visual media, I would quickly snap you guys a photo. But I mean, the need is huge, and we really rely on the neighbors in the community of Surrey to sort of help us help other neighbors that are struggling and need our help.
Kim, actually, why don't you do this? Can you take the photo and send it to us, and we'll put it up on our socials just to illustrate, you know, what the need is, how long the line is. We'll blur out faces and things like that. But
sure.
Just so because I think, you know, we think we live, like, on some level we know these things, and then on some level we're like, you know, you look around and you see people driving fancy cars, and you see people going to get lattes, and you see, like, all that stuff still happens. So I think sometimes there's a little bit of a disconnect, the fact that we could have literally 20,000 people from all walks of life that are now using, that's just one food bank.
That's just Surrey.
That's just Surrey in the lower mainland. And, you know, it's not, for some people, it's not their only thing, but they need, they're just barely squeaking by, so that they actually need the food bank for the first time in their lives, is a common thing that we're hearing now. So it's, you know, somebody that's like thought I would never, ever, ever be in this position now has to go to the food bank.
Absolutely. Like, the cost of life in the lower mainland is really, really expensive. And we have a phrase at the Surrey Food Bank, people like us, the clients that use our services, are just people that look and sound like us. They're the person that might be making your coffee at the Starbucks in the morning, or at the local coffee shop. They might be the person ringing through your groceries at the grocery store, which is a bit ironic. They might be the person that's welcoming you when you're walking into a business or something like that. It's one of those problems that is really invisible, and just largely driven by how inaffordable life is right now.
I do love that saying. So let's get behind it and try to help each other out. We're all in this together, and we would love to get your help on Thursday morning to make sure those shelves at the Surrey Food Bank, as you've heard, the numbers are exploding right now, 20,000 people a month. If you can help out, whether it's a cash donation or even just a single can good, bring it down to Guildford Town Center. We'll be set up in the parking lot with a drive-through donation spot. We'll be doing the show there on Thursday morning between 5:30 and 10.
Kim, thank you so much for joining us this morning and helping us get the word out, and we will see you on Thursday morning.
See you Thursday. It's going to be great.
Thank you.
Mondays on CTV are a must-see. With Rob Lowe and 911 Lone Star, the hot new drama that's making waves, Rescue High Surf, and the suspects making trouble on the Traitors Canada. Get into must-see Mondays. All starts at 8, 7 Central on CTV.
Kim.
In 3.2 kilometers, there will be a Shell station on your right where BMO customers can get Canada's best fuel discount. Save up to, recalculating, 7 cents per liter on Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuel and 2 cents per liter on all other fuel.
Use your BMO credit card at any Shell station and get up to 7 cents off your fuel purchase. Plus, get an additional 3 cents off per liter with a BCAA membership for up to 10 cents off per liter. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BMO.com/Shell to learn more.
You have arrived at your savings.
So we got the new house. We move in a couple months.
Wow, congrats.
Thanks. Now we just need a moving company.
Well, if you want the best move ever, call You Move Me.
You Move Me?
Yeah, we used them for our move and it was amazing. They were organized, on time, super careful with our stuff. They were a lot of fun too. They even brought us our morning coffee.
Huh, You Move Me sounds pretty great.
It's completely stress and hassle free. We literally woke up in one home and went to bed in another home.
Nice.
It's a busy time of year too, so I'd get started now. Go to YouMoveMe.com.
Captain Mighty here at Timmy's birthday party with Tina from Hero Home Care.
Hey!
Timmy wanted a couple of real heroes and, well, you know my credentials. And what could be more heroic than providing companionship, 24-hour nursing, or something in between? Delivering care solutions for peace of mind to families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
That's what Hero Home Care does.
That's why you're heroes, Tina, not just caregivers. Hey, Timmy, how about a picture with Captain Mighty?
More like Captain Mighty. Boring.
Well, that deflates my bouncy castle.
Hero! Homecare.ca.
Lulu Island. Lulu Island.
Relax in the cozy autumn vibes of Lulu Island Winery. Soak up the seasonal charm right here in your own backyard. From casual get-togethers to festive celebrations, Lulu Island Winery is the perfect spot to make fall memories with friends, family, and your furry pals. Come by. Let's make this season unforgettable together on Westminster Highway in Richmond.
Hi, Keith here from Speedy Glass. If your windshield is cracked, now is the best time to get it replaced and be ready to hit the rainy season. For a limited time, get a free pair of Trico wiper blades with your windshield replacement at Speedy Glass, a $60 value, installation included. New windshield, free wipers, clearly a good idea. Book your appointment today at speedyglass.ca. Hurry, offer ends November 1st. Conditions apply, details at speedyglass.ca.
Speedy Glass Replace.
Never doubt what small can do. By choosing to give monthly to BC Children's, you can help make the impossible possible. It empowers researchers to find bold solutions that take time, knowing you've got their back, while ensuring a steady stream of support is there to fund new treatments for kids who need it today. Meaning even the most ordinary folks can make the extraordinary happen. Become a monthly donor to BC Children's at leagueofmighty.ca. Together, let's show what small can do.
Ronald McDonald House, BC and Yukon is expanding and needs your help to support more families across the province. Visit rmhbc.ca to buy your 50-50 tickets today, and you could win big too. That's rmhbc.ca.
As fall approaches and birds head south, a different kind of bird emerges, the Subaru. While migratory flocks seek warmth, Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive keeps drivers soaring through the wild. During the migrating season, Subaru's hunger for adventure grows exponentially, driving the intrigued radio listeners to fall for Subaru at their local Subaru dealerships, experiencing an adventure of their own. So migrate to your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Lately, times have been challenging, with many people facing increased interest rates, inflation, and rising credit card debt. Everyone needs a little help from time to time, but it can be hard to ask for help when it comes to your personal finances. But you're not alone. Millions of Canadians share that feeling with you. Have 500,000 Canadians have found help with their debt, and so can you with Consolidated Credit Counseling Services of Canada. They are one of the largest nonprofit credit counseling organizations in the country with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They could help you consolidate your bills into one affordable payment, minimize your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. No matter how much you owe, you don't need to do this alone. To get help, call 1-800-318-1940. That's 1-800-318-1940. Let Consolidated Credit get you back to a debt-free life. Call 1-800-318-1940. Call toll-free today for a free consultation. 1-800-318-1940. Ontario license number 4705786.
Mondays on CTV are a must-see. With Rob Lowe and 911 Lone Star, the hot new drama that's making waves, Rescue High Cert, and the suspects making trouble on the Traitors Canada. Get into Must See Mondays. All starts at 8 on CTV.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Well, it's been a pretty nice start to this week. We've only had one little issue, and it looks like they've cleared it up. So let's talk about a little busy northbound on the Alex Fraser, westbound on the Portman Bridge, counterflow in at the tunnel. And we still have that stalled semi on the Patello, northbound at the south end in the right lane. Get winter ready with Cal Tire. Shop and book your winter tire change online at caltire.com. Cal Tire, your local tire expert since 1953. A mix of sun and cloud ahead today. Dry, that's nice. The high will be 19. Right now, it's 9 degrees.
next on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. It's good to have you here this morning. It's 8:48. Do you ever get the feeling that your phone is listening to you? Do you ever get concerns that AI is listening to you? Because if you do, your concern is well-founded. Because this story, I think, is everybody's worst nightmare. Alex Bilzerian is his name. He works in the financial industry in New York City. He shared on his social media the other day that he was participating in a Zoom call with an investor group. And after the Zoom call was done, he was emailed a transcript of the meeting. And as he's going through the transcript for his own purposes, he notices quite a bit more information after the meeting ended. And pages more of transcripts of conversation. What had happened was the AI platform that they were using to transcribe the meeting, Otter AI, kept transcribing all of the conversation at the host's end, even after Alex and other people had bailed on the meeting. And they got hours of transcripts of personal conversations between people at this investor firm.
So not his company.
He was out.
The other.
He was no longer
so
a participant in the meeting. He was out of the meeting, but as a participant, he got emailed the transcripts.
Oh my God.
And he's one of the few people on earth that would actually go through the transcripts. But when he did, he found all of this other information, and he says it caused his company to stop using. He told the the Washington Post this without getting specific on the content, or just the idea that it was because of the platform they were using. They no longer work with this company now.
Wow.
As a result of that. But think about that. Think about AI just listening to every conversation that you think, like your Zoom meeting is done. But AI is still keeping track.
Oh my God. I mean, don't we all know that?
Yeah.
We all fear that and kind of know it on some level because of all the ads you get.
Absolutely.
But that is just next level. Like, that's proof.
Well, but it is one of those things though that they decided they were going to use this platform, that they actually decided to, you know, install something that was going to transcribe everything. But whether there was like an end command or, you know, something that the AI didn't, like, you know, when you're like, okay, Google, like, shut off, or okay, Google, play, blah, blah, blah. But like, you have to give it the thing that stops. Now, my question is, did they tell it to stop with transcribing, or was that human error where they forgot to tell it to stop transcribing?
No idea. They're just talking about trying to, you know, make sure that all the improvements are made to make sure user experiences are, as satisfactory as possible. At least that's the company that's providing the AI services. So I don't know whether ultimately this was human error or AI error, but regardless, like double, triple, quadruple check to make sure your Zoom meetings are done. When you are done, because they might not really be done.
I think this is actually a good reason to pretty much never say anything in a meeting ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. There is no record of you.
Difficult when you're the host.
Yeah.
And that was the situation here. The host, you obviously have to do something if you're hosting.
Maybe you just hold up a sign.
I'm afraid. I'm very afraid.
Seems like just yesterday, you were a part of me. I used to stand so tall, I used to be so strong. Your arms around me tight, everything it felt so right. Unbreakable, like nothing could go wrong. Now I can't breathe, no, I can't sleep. I'm barely hanging on. Here I am, once again. I'm torn into pieces. Can't deny it, can't pretend. Just thought you were the one. Broken up deep inside.
Allen.
You're listening to the Nat and Drew Show.
Wake up.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
Route 103.5.
We met in December. I knew it by June. I'd want this forever. I'll never surrender. It's gotta be you. I've spent a lifetime hiding the truth, that even the darkest days and the bad times will pay.
Over the weekend that Drake was at, he had some things to say. He jumped on the microphone. We'll have the audio coming up in the scoop.
Throwback Throwdown just a few minutes away as well. All this week for voting for the throwback you want to hear. You'll go in the draw to win a pair of tickets to see Kylie Minogue when she comes to Vancouver next spring. First, it's Senorita on Move Radio.
Tequila sunrise.